I want to share with you a couple of common problems I see website owners get themselves into when it comes to their structure and navigation for their site. And there's two I want to share with you. The first is confusing naming. A lot of navigation and menu bars on websites contain web terms that are full of jargon. Never assume that users know all of your acronyms. They might be new to the sector, or they might use slightly different variations of your company's terminology. The name of the sections and pages should be free of jargon, and also potentially free from unfamiliar product names. For example, let's say you had a tab that was called Acme Elite. And Acme Elite is a site mapping tool aimed at web developers. Because it's a new product, people may well have never heard of it. And so you should describe it in clear language. So instead of describing it as Acme Elite, you need to describe it as a site mapping tool. There's also more that you can do when it comes to the naming of things. Not only can you make names more descriptive, but you can also make them good and short. A lot of navigation tends to be too long. And so look at reducing the length of your navigation to one or two words. It helps quick scanning. One thing I see a lot is a repetition of the company name in their navigation. Acme Elite is a good example of that, Acme being the company. You know what site you're on, so you don't need that repeated in the navigation as well. When it comes to the one reason that people do that, put the name of the company in the menu, is because some people believe that it actually helps search engine placement. And now, it's possible that it might have a small benefit. However, the drawbacks to usability are significant, and it will undermine any benefits. The reason being is because it makes it much harder to scan, because you have to skip over the company name each time. Also, there are certain naming conventions that are familiar and people expect to find. For example, they expect to find an About Us page, so don't go and call it anything unusual. The other thing that I wanted to mention, other than confusing names, is overwhelming options. I commonly come across site structures that include excessive links in the navigation, and this is unwise because users may feel overwhelmed with just too many options. The desire to present many options is understandable, and website owners are pressurized to ensure that certain content isn't buried deep in the site. There's also misconceptions that users should be able to reach any particular page in a certain number of clicks. Like many of these misconceptions relating to the web, the belief that users shouldn't have to click is a bit outdated thinking, to be honest, and it's a problem that came from the times when pages took a long time to load. In the days of broadband, really, this isn't such a big concern. So there you go. There's a couple of things that you might want to bear in mind. Keep the number of options to a minimum, and avoid confusing naming.